Hello, I'm Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. The Islamic State group is facing two separate major offensives, trying to push it from territory it holds in Syria and Iraq. A Kurdish-led alliance of armed groups in northeastern Syria has announced the start of a campaign near its stronghold of Raqqa. In Iraq, troops, militia and tribesmen loyal to government are continuing their offensive against the IS-controlled city of Fallujah. The Washington Post journalist David Ignatius has recently returned from a trip to the region with senior US military commanders. He says things are changing on the ground.
I did see in both Iraq and Syria that the pace of the campaign against the Islamic State is clearly accelerating. There are now efforts on many fronts. Part of the idea is to do so many things simultaneously that ISIS's resources are stressed. It has so many different battle fronts, and the feeling is they just are increasingly short of fighters, short of money, short of any flows of new people from the outside.
Cuba's communist government says it's legalizing small and medium-sized private businesses. It's the latest stage in a series of economic reforms. Candice Piette reports.
Cuba has now officially recognized the non-state sector in one of the world's last centrally planned economies. The last reform allowed self-employment in several hundred job categories. Many of these workers became small businesses and employed others. Raúl Castro has been trying to stimulate Cuba's stagnant economy, but the reforms have faced resistance from Cuban Communist Party hardliners who fear it could undermine the single-party system. The economy is also opening up to foreign investment, with the restoration last year of diplomatic relations with the United States.
The US Department of Justice says it will seek the death penalty for Dylan Roof, a white man accused of killing 9 black parishioners at an historic church in South Carolina last June. Rajini Vaidyanathan has more details.
22-year-old Dylan Roof faces charges brought by both the US federal government and the state of South Carolina. He faces 33 federal counts, including hate crimes and firearms offences. He's accused of holding white supremacist views. Authorities say he targeted the victims because of their race. America's top lawyer, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, said the nature of the alleged crime and the resulting harm compelled her decision to introduce the death penalty in the federal case. Roof's also charged with 9 counts of murder in a state court.
The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country's parliament will block the deal agreed with the European Union to stem the migrant flow across the Aegean Sea unless there's progress on visa liberalisation for Turkish citizens. They're also awaiting funds to help them cope with Syrian refugees. BBC News. There's no sign of a let-up in the increasing number of migrants attempting to reach Europe by crossing from North Africa to Italy. The Italian Coast Guard says about 3,000 were plucked from small boats off the coast of Libya on Tuesday in 23 separate operations. It said every multinational search and rescue asset in the area was deployed. The Russian Olympic Committee says it's been told by the IOC that 14 of its athletes were among those who failed retests of their doping samples from the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Alex Capstick reports.
Last week, the IOC announced it had retested 454 samples from the Beijing Games, of which 31 were positive. It's now emerged that nearly half were Russian. Their Olympic Committee won't name the athletes concerned until the B samples have been checked, but other media reports in Russia have said they include the high-jump bronze medalist Anna Chicharova, who went on to claim gold in London 4 years later. The news will be seen as a fresh blow to Russia's hopes of persuading the IAAF to lift a worldwide ban on its track and field team before the Rio Olympics.
A judge in the United States has ordered the comedian Bill Cosby to stand trial on charges of sexual assault. He's accused of assaulting a woman at his home in 2004, having plied her with drugs. Mr. Cosby, who was once one of the biggest stars in US television, has faced a wave of sexual assault allegations, many of which date back to the 1960s and can no longer be the subject of criminal prosecution. He denies any wrongdoing. The Nigerian Central Bank has abandoned its policy of pegging the local currency, the Naira, at an exchange rate of 197 to the dollar. The black market rate is closer to 350 Naira to the dollar. Analysts say the official peg has been ever harder to sustain, given the collapse in oil prices. BBC News.